also it was mentioned, but the team, I won't mention every name, they don't do it for that, but the team that made Marriage Matters a blessing. It's just so many ways you can get involved at Heaven View, even beyond Sunday. And I urge you to connect with a church office or your life group leader and say, hey, what was he talking about? I'd like to know more about that. Also want to say thank you to the teams heading to King today, to Taylorsville, Statesville, those helping with the Spanish work here next Sunday, Deliverance. I'm thankful for all of these teams, amen? This is a lot of dedication, a lot of commitment. I thank God for those that lead these efforts, but it takes teamwork to make the dream work. And so if you're newer to Heaven View, there's bound to be a way that you can connect with what God is doing even beyond this wonderful time we have together. And maybe the message will speak to that. I want to say, as you're standing and we get ready to go to the Word of the Lord, I appreciate everyone that stands behind this pulpit or maybe behind another pulpit or lectern and shares the Word of God. I think we're blessed. Amen. I have 100% confidence in each one that shares the Word of the Lord. None of us are perfect, but all of us are doing our best to hear from God and share. I thought that was beautiful last week. I want to thank Brother Wallace for helping us hear from the Lord. And I've been struggling. I should have thought this through, but I got to have a Barnabas and a Timothy. And I feel like I got to have a Paul maybe, or maybe a Peter, Paul, and Mary. But all I know is I got to have more than just me, myself, and I if I'm going to be successful. And I think we need that kind of preaching that takes us beyond this little moment. This moment is awesome. Miracles happen in this moment, but miracles happen beyond this moment. And I want to declare there will come a time, and in fact, it is mounting among us, when you will gather on a Sunday with hundreds and hundreds of ambassadors, hundreds and hundreds of leaders that will be going out in the week and reaching people that don't ever even come here, but they're coming closer and closer to God because of you. I say to God be the glory for that. I want to be a part of that. Praise God. And to all of our guests that are here today, we are so thrilled and honored, and help us to be a blessing to you. Let us know a little bit about you so we can connect. Hebrews 11, verse number 13. Hebrews 11, verse number 13. If you were to read Hebrews 11, you'd read about some superheroes of the faith. And then this is what it says about them. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Strangers and pilgrims. And so I want to continue along the lines of us speaking about our role as ambassadors. But if you are an ambassador, you will be a stranger, a pilgrim in this world. Let's ask the Lord, and I know some of you know how to pray. Would you intercede for God to minister and have his way, for miracles to happen here today, and for each of us to be equipped and directed by the Holy Ghost to do the will of God. Help me pray right now. In Jesus' name, God, we need your anointing. We need you to have your way. God, I love you, Lord. I need you, God. We need you in this church. We want this church to have its way. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. I know we have some guests here today that may be considering or contemplating choosing to follow Jesus, and you will benefit from this core fundamental understanding. All of us can acknowledge that our identity as Christians is not limited to church attendance. We're not Christians just because we go to church once or twice a week, and some even other activities. That's not the definition of a Christian. I'm not a Christian just because I go to church. I'm not minimizing the value and the need for church. I'm just not limiting my call as a Christian to just that. I'm not a car just because I go to the car wash. That's what I'm saying. There's more to it than that. I am not Superman just because I shop at a supermarket. There are other reasons why I am Superman at my house, and I can't go into all the details now. I have a great imagination, I just want to say. But I'm not a Christian just because I go to church. And yet we acknowledge the essentiality of this gathering, because while we are praying together and while we are worshiping together and fellowshipping together, you know what we're doing simultaneously? We're growing together. And that's what's helping us to truly be Christ-like. We recognize I've got a long way to go to be like Jesus. That's what being a Christian is all about. So I'm going to surround myself with other brothers and sisters that are heading in the same direction, and we're going to meet at church, but this is our meeting place so that together we can grow to become more like Him. The reality is, being in the church truly prepares us for the work that we have been called to, and that is to advance the kingdom of God. Amen? How many of you know those famous words of Jesus in Matthew 6? When you pray, He said, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Too many people come to church for what they can get out of it, to bless them or to bless their family, people that will be there, a network for when they need something. All of that has its place, but that is not the purpose of why we come to church. That's why some people are pitifully disappointed with the church. The church is about the kingdom of God. And the reason why I'm in the church is because the church is going to help equip me to advance the kingdom of God. When's the last time you prayed and you were praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done? Oh Lord, let me be a part of your church advancing your kingdom. That's why we've kind of been stuck on this word ambassador, because we acknowledge that as ambassadors, we are advancing His kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. I would like to just open up. You see it in signs occasionally around town, help wanted. If this is your first time to Heaven View, there's a big sign spiritually that says help wanted. We need way more ambassadors here at Heaven View. We thank God for the crowd and the many ambassadors represented. But even if this is your first time here, if you've got a revelation that Jesus has forgiven you, that Jesus has rescued you, would you be willing to sign up to be an ambassador, to go find someone and reconcile them to God, reach out for them and beg them, come on, Jesus, love you. Jesus wants you to be rescued. Ain't you thankful for the salvation and the opportunity we have? Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God for what the church represents inside church buildings. But God forbid we limit what the church is to the inside of church buildings. The kingdom of God must advance beyond church buildings. You know, we believe in church because we're partnering with several churches in this region and even around the world. I'm not preaching against church, but I'm saying the kingdom of God is bigger than a church building. Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The only way the church is going to attack and defeat hell is to get out of the building and march forward as ambassadors, pulling lost people out of the flames of hell. That's why we've been called. Thank God for the church building, where I can get encouraged and I can get equipped. But get me out of the building where I can reach a soul that's on the brink of hell, and I can say, hell, you can't have this one. Hell, you can't have that one. Hell, you're not getting this one. You know why? Because I am an ambassador. Oh, would you clap your hands as if to thank God that somebody left the church building and they reached you? Praise God. We don't just come to church. We must become the church. And in that regard, we understand that if we become the church is advancing in the last days beyond buildings, because I leave this building and wherever I go, I'm the church. You leave this building and wherever you go, you are the church. You're not weak. You're not inconsequential. You're not just another person on a pew. You are an ambassador. And wherever you go, that's the church. In the hospital, that's the church. In the school, you're the church. In the neighborhood, we are the church. Praise God. And it's constantly before us, the cross of our Savior. And it motivates us that if He loved me, I can love others. If He reached me, I can reach others. If He forgave me, I can forgive others. I'm an ambassador. I represent that. It's a kingdom that's so unlike any kingdom in this world. It's the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it represents love when nobody else would love. It represents mercy when nobody else would have mercy. It represents that kind of attack from the devil where you feel like there's no hope, but all of a sudden Jesus steps in and what you thought was over is just the beginning of a miracle. We are ambassadors of all of that. I love that we partner with over 130 missionary units, families, programs around the world, each one of them representing ambassadors. I love that. We have a special connection with the Wallaces and Belgium. I love that, because they are ambassadors and they cannot go without our prayers. They cannot go without our giving. I am so thankful. I know they're not here today, but I love that we have a special connection with the McBrides, new missionaries to Moldova. I thank God for that, because they are ambassadors. Probably the poorest country in Eastern Europe, third world, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. I know this goes out. I've seen videos and pictures of Moldova. It's a beautiful country, but there is a great need in that beautiful country, and not all of us can go, but out of us, God has raised up a couple that's going. We're helping them. We're praying. I'm thankful that we're a part of that. I'm grateful that you take it seriously. You give to Heaven View, and Heaven View gives to others, and we don't always keep track. I thank God for the fact that we have church business meetings, and there's accounting for the funds, but we just keep giving as it comes in. We keep giving, and just recently, we were acknowledged in our little fellowship, and our fellowship is just a small part of the work of God around the world. We just represent about 4,500 or more churches in North America, and about 40,000 or so churches around the world. But in that fellowship, which is just a small part of the work of God, we were acknowledged as the number 10 giver to global missions in all of that network. You know why? Because we believe in being givers. We believe in advancing the kingdom of God. We believe in missions and missionaries. We believe in planting churches. Thank you for giving. Thank you for praying. But what I preach today, although all of that is essential and all of that is matters, and what we're doing in King matters, and what we're doing in Taylorsville matters, and what we're doing in Statesville matters, and what we're doing at Deliverance matters, and ministry to Spanish people matters, but it's more than just what the church is doing. I need to be an ambassador. You need to be an ambassador. Together, we need to reach somebody that needs to know the love of God. Oh, would you clap your hands as if to say, I give the Lord all the glory for what I'm a part of. I give the Lord all the glory for what I'm a part of. We are laborers together. We are ambassadors together. And I celebrate that. I don't want to minimize that. But each one of us as an individual is an ambassador. And think about that in terms of an individual that leaves one country and they go to another country. And in their reference point, they're the only one that raises the banner, the flag of where they come from. And they represent that country to a people that have never been there in many cases, a people that know nothing about it, a people that have no connection, but you are that connection. You are that ambassador. I don't want you to feel pressure or even guilted by that. I want you to feel excited because we're not just coming from another country. We're coming from another kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And when he dispatches you to be an ambassador, you to be an ambassador, he places you in a neighborhood or in a family or in a school or in a particular job site. You're not just standing there as some weak person with no resources. You literally stand there representing Jesus Christ, the God of the universe. And when you are filled with the Spirit and you go forth in his name, he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it for you. In other words, as an ambassador, you represent the kingdom of God. So when you come and stand in your workplace, in your school, you don't stand there wanting your will, your agenda, your purpose. You just want the will of God. You just want the plan of God. And as long as you stay in his will, all power is given unto you to accomplish his plan. Oh, that's a revelation. Would you raise your hand and say, God, thank you for letting me be an ambassador. Thank you for making me an ambassador. Thank you for calling me to be an ambassador. And I just want to throw it out there today that if you are such an ambassador, you are a stranger and a pilgrim on this earth. You live with an awareness, this world is not my home. I'm just an ambassador here. And as an ambassador, I need a place to live and I need a job so that I can feed my family. I might as well be the kind of ambassador that excels in that role so I can be a witness of the goodness of God. But even as I excel in that role, I never forget I am an ambassador. This world is not my home. I'm just traveling through. And what I'm doing as an ambassador is I'm trying to let everybody around me know this kingdom of God is advancing and God wants you in his kingdom. He wants your family in his kingdom. And so somehow, some way, I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. I don't belong here. But my purpose in being here is to gather as many as I can so that they can be ambassadors. There are people in this beautiful sanctuary today that the wonderful thing about the pit where Jesus found you is that when you crawled out of that pit and all of your sins were forgiven after you put your faith in Jesus and you repented of your sins and you were baptized in Jesus' name. You were filled with the Holy Ghost after you begin to realize my life is not over. My life is beginning. You turned around and you went to a coworker, or you went to a family member, or you went to an old school buddy, and now they're serving Jesus because you are an ambassador. Praise God. I want to just help you be at ease with this reality today that ambassadors don't fit in with the world. That's okay, because you're a stranger. You're a pilgrim. Ambassadors do not seek to blend in with the world. No, because you represent a kingdom that's so vastly different than the world. You know, after a while, at first, it's uncomfortable. You realize, man, when I get into the Word of God, I start to look different and I start to live different. And my goodness, I'm not like the way I used to be. I'm not like the way people have known me in the past. I'm not judging them. I'm not condemning them. But I've got to acknowledge I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. Hey, if you've got the Holy Ghost and you believe in holiness and you're living for God and on your way to another country and this world is not your home, stop trying to blend in. You are an ambassador. You're not a secret agent. You are an ambassador. It's a different agency than the CIA or the FBI. You are an ambassador. You put up the flag that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and don't try to fake it. Don't try to blend in. You're one of those one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy rolling, born again, heaven-bound believer in the liberating power of Jesus' name. Don't fake it. Don't blend in. You are an ambassador. If that's you, would you clap your hands and shout with your voice? Second Peter 2, look at this. Verse number 9, 2 Peter 2 and verse, I might have the wrong reference, maybe 1 Peter 2 and verse number 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Try that, 1 Peter 2 and 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hey, that sounds like me. That sounds like you. Let me just tell you, before Jesus found me, I was not a person. I was a nobody. It's embarrassing when we as Christians get sanctified, we get transformed, we get saved from the guttermost to the uttermost, and then we forget that we was nobody without Jesus. We didn't have a chance. Come on, I'm trying to tell you, you are an ambassador. Don't try to be cute with your Christian experience. Don't try to be coy with your Pentecostal experience. You have something that so many people don't have, and you need to wave the banner. You need to wave the flag. I am an ambassador. So look at verse 11. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, as strangers and pilgrims, that you abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. If you are a successful ambassador, you will be a stranger. You will be a pilgrim on this planet. You will go to work or school or in the neighborhood or at the family reunion, and somehow, some way, without you being rude, without you being judgmental, without you being critical, just by virtue of the fact that by the grace of God, I'm going to abstain from worldly lust. By the grace of God, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost lead me and guide me daily to obey him. If you are a successful ambassador, you will be a stranger, a pilgrim. But the reality is this: while you are a stranger, while you are different, while you're peculiar, what's going to put you over the top, what's going to draw people your way, is not just that you look different or you live different. It's going to be that you love different. Because even though you're not a part of this world and you don't love this world, you love people so much. You love the lost so much. You love the backslider so much that you come out like an ambassador. Would you raise your hand and say, let that be me? Let that be me on the job. Let that be me in the classroom. Let that be me at the family reunion. Let that be me in the neighborhood. Let me be an ambassador. Can you say in Jesus' name? That they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. You know how this is going to work? If you'll accept the fact that you're a stranger, you're a pilgrim, and you accept the fact that if I'm a stranger, they're going to think I'm strange. That's pretty theological. And because they're going to think you're strange, they're going to do stuff to upset you. They're going to try to push your buttons. They're going to try to provoke you to say, I knew all you holiness people were the same way. You're going to do all that stuff. But you're going to remember, it's not just the way I look that matters. It's not just the way I live that matters. I've got to love, because God is reaching for them. God placed me in this strange land. God, he sent me from another kingdom, a kingdom that's filled with righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And he placed me in this crazy, messed up world. But I've raised the flag of Jesus Christ. I am an ambassador. And so I don't fit in. I don't look like them. I don't live like them. And I don't love like them. In this crazy old world, they only love the people that are easy to love. But the kingdom that we come from, we love anybody, anytime. Why? Because we are ambassador. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't believe this, but if it was in the Bible, I'd believe it. Are you ready? If the Bible said that if you get up every morning and you wear a red polka dot tutu 24/7, you're going straight to hell. If that was in the Bible, I'd preach it. I don't care if nobody else is preaching, because I'm not from this world. I'm from another kingdom. And I'm respectful of the laws of the land, because that's part of my mandate as an ambassador. I'm humble about the fact that I'm not from here. I'm not judging all the customs and cultures of those around me. Many of you that have been around the world, you know you can't be bouncing into those countries acting like in America we know everything. That's foolish. So it is in the kingdom of God. We know our God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That doesn't make us arrogant. That ought to make us humble. When I step into this land where they have all kinds of gods and all kinds of idols, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be respectful, but I'm going to recognize that all the while they're looking at me and saying, man, he's the strangest cat I ever seen. He believes if you wear a red polka dot tutu, you're going to burn in hell forever. I tell you, that message would close a lot of doors, but you know what would open every single one of those doors? If I would just let the love of Jesus Christ flow through me wherever I'm an ambassador, they wouldn't care what I believe. They wouldn't care what I taught. They wouldn't care what I preached. All they need to know is that our kingdom is the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and he loves everybody. He'll save anybody. He'll reach everybody. Amen. That's the scary thing about where we are at as a church in this generation, is that many people have discovered that if we just love people, that's really what they need. We don't have to worry about teaching everything in the Bible. All we got to do is love them, and they'll follow us. The tragedy is, it matters what's in the Bible. But what shuts us down is not that we teach the Bible. It's not that we live different or look different. We gotta love different. We gotta love different. We gotta, because we are strangers and pilgrims. And the thing about that is sometimes we wear that as a badge. I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And it's almost like we're saying, the rest of y'all can go to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. God forbid. We are an ambassador. If we are strangers and pilgrims from his kingdom, we've got something inside of our heart that beats real strong. And that is, I gotta find someone else to go to heaven with me. I gotta find someone else to go to heaven with me. I know I'm a stranger. I know I'm a pilgrim, but I am an ambassador, and I can't go to heaven by myself. I gotta find somebody, and I gotta love them until they learn Jesus has a plan for their life. His spirit is real and powerful. Is there anybody that would raise their hand and say, Jesus, let me be an ambassador. Jesus, let my Christianity be more than just going to church. More than just a position in a religion. Let me be an ambassador. Can you say in Jesus' name? I come from a background. This is not a reflection on my parent or my pastor. It's just my personality, the way I'm wired. That if I'm right, who cares who's wrong? I'm just gonna do my thing. But you know, ambassadors, we don't have that privilege, because we don't stand here representing ourselves. We stand here representing our King. I come from a city, and there's a lot of people from this particular city that are not like this. But I remember riding the subway to high school, and every morning we'd get up about, I think we had to leave the house about 6:30, so we're still asleep. And the first thing I did, I'm going to sit back here with you if you don't mind. I'd get on the subway, and the first thing I would do is I would do one of these. Because I got on at the first stop. By the second or third stop, the whole subway was going to be packed with people. And my mother taught me, if you're on that subway, I'm about to confess something I never confessed in my life. It's going to be fun. I hope you just roll it on the video, because I deserve to be mistreated for what I'm about to say. But by the second or third stop, the subway is going to be packed. And my mother taught me, if there's a lady that gets on that subway, you better give your seat to her. I figured out if I just act like I'm asleep, I don't have to give my seat to nobody. And I'm not making this up. I remember one time my grandmother got on the subway. I saw her coming down the aisle. I'm like, God, forgive me. And I hope my aunt and my mama forgive me. But that's the way I'm wired. Now you understand a whole lot. But if I am an ambassador, I cannot just do what's comfortable for me. I can't just be what pleases me. I represent a kingdom. I represent a king. And so I must be an ambassador. My brothers and sisters, the building is comfortably full. We don't need anybody else to come here to have a great church, but we are ambassadors. And so the reason why we're reaching people and praying for people and loving people is because we represent a king and we are strangers. We are pilgrims. We look different. We live different. And we must love different. So here's what I've discovered. When we love people that are easy to love, there's nothing strange about that. But if we start loving difficult people, forgive me for using this word, but a dear friend gave me this book and I thought, man, that's really what we're called to be. If we love creepy people, I read it in a book, so. If we love complicated people, then it's not just going to be our look that makes us strange. It's not just going to be the way we live that makes us. It's going to be the way we love that makes us strange. We don't have to change the way we look in terms of the Bible principles that we have abided by. We don't have to mess around with doctrines of holiness and separation. That's not what's keeping people out of the kingdom of God. They don't care how we look or how we live. You know, people that have been addicted to drugs and alcohol, they've lost their life, their family. You come in and say, you know, the Lord wants you to stay away from all that mess. You think that bothers them? They're desperate for a different life. They don't want to go to a church where you could just look the same and live the same. That's not what keeps people out of the kingdom of God, but we need to do more than look different or live different. Yes, we need to look different. Yes, we need to live different, but we need to love different because we are strangers and we are pilgrims. And let me tell you about the kingdom where we come from. He loves everybody. He'll reach anybody. And so here we are. And what's going to make us strange to the people at work is that we talk to the guy that nobody talks to. What's going to make us strange to the people at school is that we reach out to the kid that nobody reaches out to. Your look is not going to stop you from being an ambassador. The way you live according to the Bible is not going to stop you from being an ambassador. But if we cannot transfer the love of our king, the love of our kingdom to a world that's messed up, we just won't be strange enough. Because we're not going to be saved. Because pastor preached that unless you wear a red polka dot tutu every day, you're going to split hell wide open. We're not going to be saved because of that. We're going to be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the death, the burial, and the resurrection. We're going to be saved by being filled with the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. And because He is a Holy Spirit, because God is that Spirit, Jesus Christ filling us, obviously, we're going to get in this Word and we're going to live different. We're going to look different. But it won't stop there, Ambassador. We will love different. And people will stay. Them people are strangers. Them people are pilgrims. They just ain't from here. And we will advance the kingdom of God. Can you say in Jesus' name? He made us ambassadors to share His love, not just to look different, and we should, not just to live different, and we must, but to love different. Anybody would raise their hands and say, I want to be an ambassador like never before. I want to be an ambassador like never before. I know some come to church just for what people can do for you, and some come to church for just what others will help you with, and I hope we help you. I hope we love you. But if you've been in church, if you know you're filled with the Holy Ghost, stop coming to church for yourself. You're not coming to church just to get what you can from everybody else. You're coming to church to be equipped to go out to your family, to go out to your community, to go out to where you can influence and be an ambassador. And we got the look down and we got the life down, but we got to get the love down. God help me to be an ambassador. There are some of you in this sanctuary that you are right now intertwined in the lives of broken people, hurting people, messed up people, complicated people, people that other people just don't have time for, those kind of people. And I'm asking you, without violating confidence, without sharing information that's nobody's business, but as the Lord leads you to be an ambassador, I'm asking you to share your story. Connect with the church office. Connect with your life group leader and say, here's a circumstance right here where right now God has inserted me to be an ambassador. Why? I know you don't do it for that. I know you don't want a pat on the back. I know you don't need everybody to know your name. And in some cases, I know that you can't even share some of the details. But I tell you why we need your story. It's because we got to be more than a church that just sits on a pew once or twice a week. If we really are ambassadors, we need more stories of people that are not just living it and looking it, they're loving it. They're loving. So if you could share your story, I want to preach your story. I want to preach my story. I want to make sure that when people come to Heaven View, yes, they say those people are strange because of the way they look. And yes, they're strange because of the way they live. But oh, that we could be strange because of the way we love. Would you stand and raise your hands and say, I feel like God's talking to me today. If that's you, right where you're standing, just say, I want to be an ambassador preacher. I don't think I'll ever stand on that platform, but I feel like God's called me to be an ambassador preacher. Sometimes it takes all of heaven for me just to crawl out of bed in the morning and face another day. But God surrounded me with some creepy, complicated people, and I can't help but love them. I can't help but serve them. I can't help. All I know is that Jesus saved me, and I want them to be saved. And what I want to do is I want to share your story, because if there's one position at Heaven View that ought to be a position that we honor, a position that we revere, is not just the position of someone that's an elder, and we need elders, not just the position of the pastor, and thank God for a pastor. I know every position matters, but right now we're in a season that we need to honor the ambassadors. Because we got a whole mess of people that can preach real good because they've seen people preach real good. I thank God for every one of them. But if it took good preaching to save the world would already be saved. If it took holiness living to save the world would already be saved. I'm not saying we throw away preaching. I'm not saying we throw away holiness living. I'm saying it takes ambassadors. It takes strangers and pilgrims that will say, I can't help but love the ones that nobody else will love. Because you should see where he got me. You should see where he brought me from. Would you bow your heads?
I just feel like praying in the Holy Ghost right now. Is there anybody that would join me and just pray in the Holy Ghost right now? In Jesus' name. I want to say to this church family, I believe it now as strong as I've ever believed it, that we got to come out from among them and be separate. I believe it now more than ever. I believe it stronger than I've ever believed it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. I believe it. I believe in separation. I believe in everything that we preach or teach and disciple people with, but we've got to speak that truth in love. In love. And I got to say to somebody here, if you have never repented of your sins, in just a moment, this altar is going to be filled with people that will love you through to repentance. If you have never been baptized by immersion in Jesus' name, in just a few moments, this altar will be filled with people that will love you to the point where you can feel comfortable being baptized in Jesus' name. If you have never been filled with the Spirit and even spoke with other tongues, in just a moment, this altar is going to be filled with people that will love you and worship with you and pray with you until you are literally filled with Jesus Christ, His Spirit flowing through you, until you literally speak in a language that comes from heaven. It'll be right here at this altar. And so I beg you, if you need God in any way, if you need a miracle, you don't have to promise to come to this church ever again, but I guarantee you the people that will be at this altar in just a moment or two, they will love you through to a healing today. They will love you through to a blessing today. Church, would you come? And guests, would you come? Ambassadors, would you come? And would you raise your hand and say, Jesus, before I leave this altar, lead me to someone I can pray with so that they can receive a blessing. Lead me to someone that I can pray with so that they can receive a miracle. Come on, ambassadors, would you come? Come on, ambassadors, would you come? And would you say, please, Lord, lead me to pray the prayer of faith with someone that needs a miracle today. And if you are here and you need somebody to pray with you, somebody to help you, somebody to love you, please come. Please come. And if you'll raise your hands and say, I need you, Jesus, somebody will come alongside of you. And Jesus will meet you here. Thank you, ambassadors. Thank you, ambassadors. Thank you, ambassadors.